Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coming up on a few days past Halloween, Thursdays in the feed, we talked to our friend Janisa Marte. She's a registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD.
I'm still working my way through the candy that
Same
we have
here.
Left over. So Janisa, I know you've got all the tips and advice on what we can do with all this candy. What do you have for us?
Oh yeah, we are 2 days post Halloween, and whether you went trick-or-treating or not, it's likely that you enjoyed some candy that day. The question I have for you is, do you still have candy at home?
Surprisingly, yes.
I do. I definitely do.
Ah, so when we go trick-or-treating, we have to recognize how big these containers we carry are. So we can really bring home a huge amount of candy. And did you guys ever use the pillowcase to trick-or-treat?
Have you, Kevin?
I definitely did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was multiple years when I was a kid that I used the pillowcase.
Yeah, I've never done the pillowcase. I have to think about it.
Yeah.
You're going to bring a lot of candy there, right?
Yes.
Now, our ultimate goal is to have a great relationship with food, meaning we don't categorize things as good or bad. We can recognize that candy has a lot of sugar and it's relatively low in nutrients. So it's something that we can absolutely take part in, but we have to be mindful of not overdoing it. Mm. So true or false, consuming too much sugar can increase your sugar craving.
I'm going to say false. Because if I eat too much sugar, then I want something salty.
I think it's true.
It's true.
Ooh.
The more sugar you consume, the more you desire. And this is mostly about throughout the day, right? Mm. Yeah, so this is where all the leftover Halloween candy can get a little tricky. So for some people, having candy at home is no big deal. But to others, it can be a huge trigger. Let's say you're someone trying to lose weight, and simply having them in the house makes you overeat them. Does this sound familiar?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Yeah, just in that pantry.
Yeah, you know how, like, when you spend a whole afternoon home, and you just find yourself, you keep going back to the fridge or back to the pantry. So, yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yes, and this can be hard, right? And have you guys heard of the Switch Witch?
Yes, we have. We learned about it this year.
Yeah, we just heard about the, recently. Yeah, we talked about it.
Oh, yeah. So basically, this is where parents replace the candy with a new toy. And this could be fun and works for some families, but every child is different. You know, you might have a child that feels like they're losing out by being deprived of candy. Hmm. So some parents allow their kids to only eat their favorite candy and dispose of the rest.
Well, that's a good way to do it. Nice little compromise.
Janisa, what else do you have for us today?
Yeah, we're keeping up on our candy post-Halloween. And do you remember how your parents handled candy?
Not really. You know what? Actually, I used to put it away after we came back from trick-or-treating.
Yeah, my parents, we would dump it all out. They'd go through it to make sure it was all okay and safe and all that. And then my mom, I remember like a few days after, she'd freeze it. And then sometimes she would make like Halloween candy ice cream. I was talking about this the other day.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. Now, it's always important to have a game plan and talk to your kids about it and the importance of making smart choices. Plan how much candy they're allowed to eat and keep. So true or false, it's a parent's job to provide the food.
True.
True.
True. So you get to choose when candy's available. You want to aim to pair candy with a balanced meal that contains protein, fiber, and good fats. But if your kids ask for candy in between meals, pair it with a snack. Portion 1 to 2 pieces of candy with other healthy foods, fruits, crackers, veggies. Think carrots and pretzels with hummus and 2 mini Hershey's.
It's like a little dessert.
What combinations would you make?
Let's see. I like the sweet and salty. So, yeah, I think I'd go pretzels and chocolate.
Yeah, what about you, Jenna?
Yeah, I think I'd do some more of like the protein heavy.
Yeah.
And then I'd probably also add a peanut butter cup because peanuts are protein too.
There you go.
Yeah, or do like mixed nuts with M&M's.
Oh, yeah, like a trail mix.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, something like that. And did you know that some dentist offices have buyback or trade candy programs?
I've heard of this.
Yeah, I actually never knew that. That's great.
Yeah, take advantage. And parents can also do this by buying back candy for tokens they can trade for fun activity, maybe a day at the zoo or ice skating. Maybe there's a birthday coming up. Save the candy to fill up the pinata.
That's a good idea.
What about baking? Think of all the cookies we can bake using leftover candy. Yum.
Yeah.
Or maybe make your own granola bars and add some candy there. So there are a ton of things we can do with our leftover Halloween candy. You want to try out and keep the ones that work best for you and your family. Now, as always, we're not looking for perfection. Just do what you can do today, because tomorrow is another day.
These are great. And it also works as we're entering kind of cozy season. I think we're going to be surrounded by just so much food and sweets leading into like the holidays. So these are great tips to keep in mind for then, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. This is weight gain season.
It's what keeps us warm.
It's true.
That's true.
We got some great ideas for this Halloween candy. Thank you so much, Janissa.
Thanks so much, guys.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.